partial splenic embolization has been suggested as an alternative to splenectomy for treating hypersplenism. But some patients may experience a recurrence of hypersplenism after partial splenic embolization and still require splenectomy. Preoperative partial splenic embolization followed by splenectomy may increase incidence of intraoperative bleeding, and the nomogram-based prediction model may predict occurrence of intraoperative bleeding.